you know I'm willing to do anything to get attention from you, dear. Even though I don't have anything that I could bargain with. This is like a well-oiled machine. Could I please see that smile again? It's all that makes me feel that I'm living in this world. I see you closing all the doors. I see the walls as they go up. I know it's what you have to do. Probably do the same thing to my dear.
Blacksburg. There are all sorts of excuses for not saving energy. It's only one length.
It's
just one TV. It's like all the way in the other room. What difference will it make if I turn things off when I'm done with them or not? If we switch to energy-saving light bulbs, or put in a programmable thermostat,
how much energy and money could it possibly save? Sometimes I wonder if we could be more efficient with the energy we have now
and tuck away more resources for later. You know, it just never hurts to plan more for the future. My name is
Colin, and I'm going to get started today.
We can all help save more energy for tomorrow. What's your excuse? For more energy-saving tips that also save money, visit loseyourexcuse.gov/parents. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy, the Ad Council, and this station.
More music, WUVT. the field to gather robin's eggs. It's for the meal, for the meal, for the meal. Walking, she thought about a coward years ago. Saint Jude, when will I learn? Snakes had winded across a broken path, but heaven knew better and thought, what good is done is done. Done is done. By all accounts, it counts as fine. One egg for St. Jude, one egg is mine, one is mine, one is mine. She saw a nest, nest in an elm. Not so high yet, another realm, another realm. She fell two eggs with her fingers and lightly picked them out. Lowering one fell down, one for Jude the snake said, but heaven knew better and thought, what is done is done. Done, what's done is done.
Barbie, want to go for a ride?
Yeah, what's up? Like, what's that?
That's the new WOOV.
Oh, it's huge.
Satan's Jimmy.
What does it do?
All sorts of things. It's a new magazine from WUVT featuring music and movies,
ooh,
show reviews,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
creative writing, editorials, and many more sorts of ways to please you.
Oh, Cam, when'd you get it?
Well, we've been writing while you sleep.
That's like a long time.
So many times.
So you should look at wuvt.vt.edu, click on Woo, and read the article?
You bet your bosom.
Okay.
So, the Woo, yeah, it's up. You should look at it. Check it out. It's on our website, www.wuvt.vt.edu. Click on Woo. You can't miss it. Maybe listen to music while you read it. Interesting.
Yeah.
WUVT.
You can drive lost anywhere. You can drink.
trials. Little did I think that you'd be doing the same for me.
Brothers Big Sisters presents 100 Years of Helping Kids.
Today, Kyle and his big brother Justin,
hello,
hi,
are here to share some stuff we've learned.
With kids, it's not always what you say, but how you say it.
Hey, Kyle, you want to go to a foreign film festival?
Nah, that's boring.
Okay.
Hey, Kyle, you want to go to a foreign film festival?
Yeah, that's a great idea.
From time to time, a kid may double dare you.
Wow, that looks heavy. Bet you can't lift it.
Are you serious?
I double dare you.
Okay.
See? I told you. Uh-oh.
Moments like these happen every day.
Making a big difference in the life of a child. To find out the many ways you can help support kids in your community, call 1-888-412-BIGS or go to BigBrothersBigSisters.org.
That's BigBrothersBigSisters.org.
This message brought to you by Big Brothers Big Sisters and the Ad Council.
Until next time.
Lover. Hi, I'm Karen Lane, jazz singer from London. Keep listening to great jazz on 90.7 FM.
Oh, how can it be? How can it be you still love him and not me? Does it really add up mathematically? How can it be? Because I'm thinking of how I made you laugh. And I'm thinking of the love that we have. And I'm saying it's a matter of time. How long till you remember your mind? It don't make it true just cause it's where you've incited. It don't make it true just cause it's what you've decided. Oh, it's a logic that's wrong. Why are you there for so long? I just can't see nothing else except for you and myself. So how can it be? How can it be you still love them and not me? Does it really make sense logically? And does it really make you happy to see that now I'm with someone beautiful and cool? And she seems to think the world of me too. And we're laughing as we stroll up the street. Until I take her to that joint where I eat. But why are you here now in my restaurant? And you're with the only one that you want. So I won't be eating here or anywhere else, I fear. And the girl that's on my arm is gonna have to see tears. More tears. Because I see your face and it's still my end. How can I ever think it's something that's gone? It's just a fact that we're a match that makes sense. I'll go insane if you still claim we'll be friends. And I know you think I'm crazy and the world thinks it too. But I'm not crazy, it's just dumb to be alive without you. I know you love is what you love is love, you love is family. But is that really any reason to love him instead of me? I can't see. And does it really add up mathematically? Or should I say it's more emphatically? Consistently or sporadically? Oh, is this really just the way it'll be?
Come on, come on. Use your mind, you may find what they are.